Amen. I'll tell you, testimonies are meant, it helps those that hear, but it helps the one that give it.
Amen.
I really believe that. You want Jesus to do more for you, tell what he's already done for you.
Praise God.
What he's already brought you through, what he's already blessed you with.
Yes.
And I tell you, the more you tell it, the sweeter it gets.
Glory.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Oh, precious Lord. If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into the book of Psalms? Go to the 84th chapter, Psalms 84. Let's read this very carefully. Psalms 84, verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! Exclamation mark. How lovely, how beautiful. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee.
Yes.
Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Isn't that beautiful?
Man.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord.
Reading, studying today, Brother Travis, I was thinking about this 84th Psalm. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. This psalm was written to be sung. Now, stay with me for a little while. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. How many's ever had a desire like that? I need you, Lord. And I want you with my whole heart. I need you.
Right.
My souls are crying. I need your touch. There isn't anything any more beautiful than the house of God.
Bless him, Lord.
Nothing. The closest you'll ever be to heaven is when you're praising God in his house.
Lord,
with hands lifted up and blessing the Lord in the sanctuary. How many knows his presence comes when we acknowledge him?
Amen.
And we worship him.
That's right.
And we tell of the good things. We sing his praise with gladness and with a thankful heart. Ain't you glad you got
bless
a place
him,
to come to?
Amen.
To worship
Amen.
The Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Stay with me a little while. David said in another place in Psalm 63 and 1. When he was in the wilderness of Judah. You ever been in a wilderness?
Oh yeah.
He said it when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. No wonder David penned the words, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord."
Yeah.
No wonder that he said, "Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. I was glad." Just, I got a longing in my heart. I got a desire in my very soul. I've seen your power before, Lord. I have felt your presence before. I've seen and witnessed your glory. God, how many's ever been in the wilderness? You feel like you're going through dry places and a dry time, and you long for another one of those services. No wonder David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." When I see with a desire in their heart on their way to the temple and to the tabernacle, I said unto them, "Wait on me. I want to feel God's divine presence too. They don't leave me behind because I need the Lord and I want to worship him." And your angel on the head of the house, there ain't no place, hallelujah, this side of eternity any more beautiful when the saints gather together in one mind and one accord to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the saints of the living God have tasted that the Lord is good. Nobody can bless you like Jesus can. And I'm glad the good Holy Ghost comes, hallelujah, in our midst, and he pours it out upon the hungry and upon the thirsty. How many is thirsty tonight to see another wave of glory? And Lord, that you would load down the table again in the presence of my enemies. And Lord, send us the rain of heaven. Pour it out and feel the wails again, God. Give us that manna from heaven and that bread, hallelujah, from glory, and that angel's food. I'm telling you, if we'll come and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and to be thankful unto him, and to bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and raise your hand. We got something to say. We got a testimony and a song to sing. Hallelujah for the Lord. I don't lift up. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll crawl all men unto me." He was lifted up on the cross. But he wants to be lifted up in our praise and in our worship. Give him a wave offering. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got so carried away in this, Ronnie Ray. Lord have mercy. Brother Ron.
Hallelujah.
To see your power and your glory as I have seen in times past. I want to see it again.
Amen.
Come on, hallelujah. Come on. What are you saying to us, King David, the psalmist, a man after God's own heart? Tell us, David. David would say, "I'm living in a dry time."
Yeah. Come on.
That mirrors our age, don't it?
Yeah. Come on.
I'm living in a dry time. It's cold and it's dark. Evil world all around me. People are so indifferent to spiritual things. Their minds ain't on the Lord anymore.
Right.
They've lost their desire for God and his house. It seems that everyone around me is busy. They're caught up in the cares of life. They've got their own interests. They don't see their need for God. They don't have time for him anymore. They don't love him like I do. I want you to know that I need him. David's just saying, my soul's a crying for him. My heart wants him. I can't make it without him. My body and soul needs his touch. Hallelujah. If I don't make it to the house of God where his presence is, I know that I'll faint. Hey, Lord. How many's battled the devil? Hey, Lord, and he's pressed you. Hey, Lord, and trying to get you down and discouraged. But you look back and say, Lord, I can remember the service the other night. I remember a week or two ago when you came down and I was so empty and I was so dry and my feet was a walking through the desert. Hey, Lord, but I remember your touch. You touched me, God. From the top of my head all the way down to the sole of my feet. I'm glad for the house of the Lord. I give him my praise. It's in his house that we get strength. It's in his house that we're lifted up. There's healing in the house of God. There's a restoring in the house of the Lord. There is a lifting up in Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Dry time. Cold time. Indifferent hearts.
Come on.
Scattered minds. Distracted. Other things.
Come on.
Irons in the fire. Plates loaded.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
When money becomes more important than the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. I believe if you put God first, he'll supply every need, don't you?
Amen.
Yes, he will.
God, have your way, Lord.
Holy God.
Bless him, Lord.
Stay with me. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him.
I want to say to everyone here tonight, we're surely living in a time just like David's. And the saddest part of it all, many people are not ready for Jesus to return.
Come on.
They've lost their desire.
Come on.
The fire that once burned in their hearts is all but gone out.
Bless him, Lord.
They have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Glory be to God.
The seat they once occupied in the house of God is now empty. They're cold and indifferent. They've forsaken that little fountain of living water. They're empty.
Come on.
They have succumbed to the spirit of this age. And the trumpet is just about to sound. Jesus is coming. The Lord is coming to take us home. Are you ready?
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Have you got the oil?
Glory to God.
Is your lamp trimmed and burning bright?
Blessed be.
Are you caught up on your prayers? Are you caught up on your praises? Is your heart right? Is Jesus number one?
Come on, bro.
Is he all that you really want?
That's right. Come on.
He's your greatest need.
Glory to God.
I need him more than I do anything else in this world.
Hey, Lord. It is the name
I want
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name.
I want you. I want you.
Blessed be the Holy Lamb of God. Thank you.
I want you. You're my desire.
Thank you, Lord.
You're my all. You're my everything. Jesus, Jesus, you're my life. You're my hope, Lord. You're my future. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the fountain of living water. You're the soul satisfier. You're the need supplier. Hallelujah, run to Jesus. If you feel like you slip and you've drifted away and you're farther away from God than what you used to be, and you ain't as close to the cross as you used to be,
out of gird up your loins and run. Run, I gotta get back. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, I lift the oil. I feel the vessel again. I light my fire. I light my fire, God. Hey, Lord, let the Holy Ghost renew me.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah be unto God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 3. Children, I've got notes, and I'll not get through them all. Verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
Simply the name of the Lord.
What are you saying here, David? I can hardly wait till I get to the house of the Lord. I'm going to bring my offering and my sacrifice with me. I'm coming with thanksgiving and my praise. I'm coming to worship my maker, my keeper, my blesser, and my guide. Hey, Lord. How many knows the scripture says to offer unto the Lord that sacrifice that is a pleasing unto him, the sacrifice of praise. I'll tell you, Brother George, there's times that I go to God in prayer. Listen, and when I start off of praying, I can't feel anything. That's just natural. Because we live in a body of clay. We're still earthly. We're still carnal. Hey, Lord, the more I pray, I say, God, I need to feel your touch. And I begin to praise him. Listen, praise will do something for you that prayer alone cannot do. Hey, Lord, what was it David of old said? He said, three times a day, morning, noon, and night, will I call on the Lord. He said, the seven times a day will I praise thee. I'll send up double praise with my prayers. I'm telling you, praise will do something. It creates an atmosphere. Hey, Lord, when I get down on my knees, I'll say, Jesus, I look back at my past. I said, I praise you for this. I praise you for my home. I praise you for my marriage. I praise you for my finances. I praise you for the food that I eat. I praise you, Lord, for the clothes on my back. I praise you for a good church. I praise you for my brothers and sisters. I praise you that you're real. I thank you for this good salvation. I thank you that you saved me. I thank you that you forgave me. I'm glad, Jesus, for the blood and the redeeming power of the Lord and the healing power of God. I'm telling you, when you do that, it opens up a channel to the throne room of grace. A praise will take you beyond the veil to the very throne of God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Come on.
Praise will take you through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That veil in the temple is 4 inches thick. Only the high priest was allowed back there. And he wasn't able to go back there without the blood, the redeeming, atoning blood of the lamb, the animal, to make atonement for the sins.
Woo! Bless you.
Hallelujah to God. But I'm telling you, on that day when Jesus said, it is finished, God ripped that veil from the top to the bottom.
That's right. Amen.
4 inches thick. They said it weighed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Said not a man was able to, with any tools they had, they could not rip it and they could not tear it. Hey, Lord, it was dark upon Mount Calvary for several hours. Hey, Lord, you know what God did? He ripped that veil and said, now whosoever will, let him come unto the throne room of grace with boldness through
through Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, praise and prayer will take you through the veil. Hey, Lord, it'll take you right into the presence of God. I give him a praise. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. You're invited. God's saying, come on in. The price has been paid.
Blessed be God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Through the blood.
Glory.
Through the blood of the Lamb.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God had your way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, give me 2 more hours.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I feel like running a marathon.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless
there's
him,
life
Lord.
In this.
Amen.
Hey, well, there's life in
amen.
This.
Amen.
There's power in it. Hey, hallelujah. There's liberty
thank
in
you,
it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, and there is liberty. And there is freedom in the Spirit of the living
thank
God.
You,
tell the devil,
you've
got to get out of here.
Glory,
hallelujah. I'm going to worship the Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed God.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now,
glory to God.
For those who think that we put too much emphasis upon praise and worship, and for them who think that we take our salvation too far, and for those who question why we get so excited with emotion, Brother Charles, and wonder why we shout and sing, why that we clap our hands and run, why that we wave our arms and we dance. How can you keep from it when your well inside is a bubbling up and the water is overflowing? Thank God he's filled me with gladness. Hey, that woman at the well, Jesus gave her a drink, the living water, and it sprung up into everlasting life. It was
amen.
Enough to set her feet.
Bless
I brought
him
back
Lord.
To town and said, come
ooh,
and see a man
God.
That knows me and told me everything that I done.
Yeah.
Ain't
amen.
You glad of that? That old well. I tell the Lord I want it again. I spring up a well within
God.
My soul. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus,
you, blessed
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
If I pass out, you take it.
Jesus.
Woo!
Glory.
Blessing.
Thank God I've been filled with gladness.
Come on.
I've been redeemed.
Yeah.
And I know that I am.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. I'm saved.
Yeah.
And I know that I am. I've been forgiven of all of my iniquities. God is my past. God is the misery and the shame. God is the world and its sin. Can you say that tonight? God, hallelujah. Brother Ron, I'm washed. I'm free from this world of sin. Brother Travis, he brought me out. He brought me out. I'm on my way to God's beautiful heaven. To this poor, empty-hearted, dead-headed, dry-eyed, professing church world. You don't know like I know what you're missing. You're empty clouds without water. You're twice dead, and you're plucked up by the roots, and you're wandering cactuses out in the desert. You can have this too if you'll fast and pray and read your Bible and take pleasure in the Lord.
That's
he'll
right.
feel your well
amen.
Too. I said
come
you gotta have
right,
it
brother.
If
come
you
on.
Really want it.
Amen.
I give up a meal or two and get a hold of the Lord
thank
and hunger and thirst after righteousness and you
praise
shall be filled.
God.
Blessed
amen.
Are they. way by which hunger and thirst. God said, I'll fill you. Right. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Blessed Lord.
Glory to God.
You can have it too.
That's right.
You can have it too.
Blessing Lord.
What is God's desire, Brother
Bless
Travis?
Bless him, Lord.
For us. What does he really want out of his children? Listen to the Lord speaking to his called out people. Y'all ready for this?
Come on. Amen.
Phew. Buckle your seatbelts. Deuteronomy 12:1. Now listen. These are the statutes and the judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. I brought you out of the land of Egypt and bondage. I delivered you from the devil Pharaoh's clutches. I redeemed you. I am bringing you into the promised land that is flowing with milk and honey. It's a good land where you can eat bread without scarceness. You ain't going to starve. But if you want my blessings, this is what you must do. Ye shall destroy. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the people serve their gods. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place.
Come on, bless him, Lord.
It's sad, but we let things get between us and God.
Yes.
Idolatry means to set your heart on something more than you do God.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do and whatever we entertain, whatever we partake of, whatever we listen to, whatever we behold, if that is wrong and it comes before us and God, it ties up our time and it robs us.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Technology is good, but it sure can choke the blessings of God out of your life.
Right.
Amen.
Come on. How many could say here tonight,
glory to God,
Lord Jesus, if it takes me to lay some things aside to get a closer walk with you and to get that feeling back in my heart,
bless
I'm willing
you,
to shut some things down.
Come on.
You're right there.
Hallelujah be to God. Bless him, Lord.
I'm willing to turn her off and lay it aside.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Right.
You can get the world so full in your mind with worldly things and the things of the world around you. It's stealing precious time. The Bible said, redeem the time. Right. Buy up the time that you have left. I'm afraid that devil has come, listen to me, and he has stolen people's victory.
Amen. Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
We've let him. Hold that Bible up there. Look at this. That's the most beautiful roadmap that you could ever have.
Amen.
No wonder Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. This is a mirror. You look in it, you not only see God's face, but you look in that mirror, it'll show you you.
Amen.
It'll show your blemishes and your faults and your failures. Man. Come on, yes it will. It'll show you your weaknesses. It'll show you where you're missing the mark, the word of the living God. Oh Lord, how many could say, Brother Tommy,
praise,
I want his word. Tell us, David, thy word, oh Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word hid in the Hebrew means David said, thy word have I stored up in my heart. Woo! Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Hallelujah. The entrance of thy words give light. I don't walk in darkness anymore. I've got the light of life. Hey, Lord, I've got the living word, the holy word, and I'm putting it down in my heart every day. There's nothing that could trump this or be better than the word of God. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many's got a prayer life?
Praise God. Come on, brother.
Somebody's got a good prayer life in the house.
Have your way, Lord.
Praise the Lord. How many read your Bible every day?
Amen.
How many praise with it, just praise with it, and hungers for God, and desiring Him. God. Hallelujah. Feel me, Jesus. Feel me, God. Oh, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless
you.
What must I do? Then. The fifth verse of Deuteronomy, unto the place, here you go, which the Lord your God shall choose out of all the tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek. That's the tabernacle. That's the house of the Lord, his habitation. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. Say it with me. Thou shalt come. Come.
Right.
It's a command.
Amen.
God's a saying to my people, when I bring you into that good land, I'll give you houses that you didn't build. I'll give you wells that you didn't dig. I'll give you fruit trees and vineyards that you did not plant. He said, but beware after all of this that you forget the Lord your God. Hey, Lord, help us, Lord, not to forget you. Thou shalt come unto my house, unto my tabernacle. It's a command. Hallelujah. Fail not to assemble yourselves together. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. To come to the house of the Lord. It's a place where His honor is. And the Spirit of God is poured out.
Right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Bless you.
Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Jesus, I feel that. You feel that.
Bless Him, Lord.
Come Lord, on, you feel this.
Come on.
Jesus.
Listen, you will never get a closer walk with God. You'll never get where He wants you unless God deals with your heart and shows you how to do it.
That's right. Come on.
Open my eyes, Jesus, and let me see what's robbing me.
Glory.
What's holding me down? What's got me bound? Lord, I want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Open my eyes to see it. All right, thou shalt come to the house of the Lord, the tabernacle. Listen. And there shall ye eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice. Say it with me. Ye shall rejoice. Did he say maybe? Did he say, I hope you all come with a made up mind to worship me? He said that. He said, ye shall come to my tabernacle and ye shall rejoice.
Amen.
I want your praise. I want your worship. I want your thanksgiving. I want you to be glad. Hallelujah. And serving me. Give him a praise on the house. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Thou shalt come. And I want to see hands raised in the sanctuary, and I want to hear my praises. Do you want the Lord to do more for you? Hey, God.
Thank you, mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ye shall rejoice in all that you put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. So how important was this command and this instruction that God gave to His Old Testament church, His people? God goes on and reiterates it again in verse 11 and 12 of Deuteronomy 12. There shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause His name to dwell there. That's the house of the Lord. Thither shall ye bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and your heave offering of your hand and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God. Ye and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants, thither shall ye come. Ye shall come. Whereat? The house of God, his sanctuary. To do what? 1 Chronicles 16:29. Brother Ron, I love this. To give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name.
Yes.
What am I supposed to bring with me, God, when I come? Bring an offering and come before him and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name.
Cool.
And sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Precious Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Look now back at Psalm 84. I told you to hold your Bibles open. Look at verse 3. And I love this. I won't hold you much longer here. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. David, can you describe it to us, what you're saying here? I sure can. I've seen a most beautiful thing. Even the little winged creatures, the little sparrow and the swallow, have sought out the sanctuary of the Lord to build their little nest and to raise their little ones near the altar of God.
Amen.
These little birds are born for the heights, created to fly through the air and soar skyward. The little birds are telling us, we too see our need to build our home where it's safe, where the presence of God is.
Amen.
Oh, to be near our Creator. Don't you imagine they too chirped and sang praises in the courts of the sanctuary of God?
Oh, yeah.
How important do you think a little sparrow is? Jesus said in Matthew 10 and Luke 12, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? 1/4 of a penny. Cheap little fellers. And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. Not one of them is forgotten before God. Fear ye not, therefore, for ye are of more value than many sparrows. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise God the Father,
that's right,
the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Let's just do it right now. Praise
the
Lord.
Holy blessed God.
Praise
you and I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I feel a need in this house right now.
Thank you for your word.
Yes, I do.
Thank you for your word.
I feel like God's a dealing.
Blessed is the name.
God's a pulling up on some heartstrings. Come on, tell the Lord I want it back. I just feel like I feel like it. I feel like it. Feel like it. Lord, I need a renewing. I need a restoring, Lord. I need a refreshing.
Glory, glory, glory.
David said, my soul crieth after thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land. Would you stand with me here today, tonight?
Blessed is the name.
Oh, God. Brother Travis, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty to see the wave of glory, holy Lord. Come on. Don't let the enemy rob you.
Thank you, blessed God.
Listen, don't let him tie up your time. Don't let him fill you with anything, any kind of a device.
My Lord,
don't let anything choke off your desire to God, holy Lord of heaven.
Praise be to God.
I've been praying, Jesus, draw me closer, Lord.
Blessed is thy name, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want something.
Thank
I want something
you,
I can
God.
Feel.
Hallelujah.
I want
Hallelujah.
Something that is real.
Blessed
holy
is
Lord,
the name
holy
of the Lord.
I want that
blessed
life.
Be the holy
come on, this should never
God.
Be in a house of God that the preacher
thank
would have to say, the
Jesus.
Pastor would have to say, is anybody
thank
got a
you,
testimony?
Lord.
Has anybody got a song and everybody
glory,
says,
glory. Hallelujah.
Arms folded, and they sit in their seats.
Thank you, mighty God.
Oh, God, no, Lord. Come on, there's some people right here tonight that needs to pray and get God back in your life. Number one,
hallelujah.
You need to seek the Lord and pour your whole heart out to Him and say, Lord, replenish me, Jesus. Pour yourself out, Lord, into my heart. As we get ready to sing here tonight, how many wants a refreshing from the presence of the Lord? How many really wants that freedom to worship the Lord and raise your hand in victory? Do it right now. Raise your little hand to Him, oh God. Hey, Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your honor dwelleth. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. No other beautiful place. How amiable, how beautiful, how lovely is the house of God. And Brother Travis, how beautiful are the saints of the living God. Hallelujah, that has a smile on their face. And the redeemed come in. Hallelujah, to worship the Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
As they sing, let's find a place right there and call on God.
Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I want your blessings and your favor in my life. I want your touch. I want the infilling, Lord, of the Holy Ghost.
Lord, all I want is to serve you.
Blessed are they. Means in the Hebrew, blessed means happy and prosperous. Are they that dwell in the house, they will be still praising thee. Glory to God. This lets me know there's safety in the Lord's house. There's keeping power in His divine presence. Oh Lord, it lets us know that the more you attend church and remain faithful in coming together, Jesus will show up in our midst. He'll come to bless. He'll come to encourage and lift up. He'll come to save and deliver. You will not have to worry about people backsliding when they got a love for God's house. Hey Lord, when they got a desire to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come on, children, pray. Praise Him. Praise Him in your prayer. And pray. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, that we may rejoice. That glory of
Jesus. Jesus, come on. I believe God's the one to touch some hearts right here tonight. Right here, the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on. Oh God, pull on my heartstrings. Hey, Lord.
I know that today. I know, God, that you all that we have in this life.
Lord,
I want to be rich.